There is nothing worse than untapped potential. If you know that you're made for more, this is the place. I know that every successful person I've ever met has one thing in common. They do not let themselves fall victim to their circumstances. They figure out a way to rise above it. So join me on this journey where I help you to be better, do better, and have better in life and in business. If you're feeling stuck and you're needing some practical tools, some hope to get you to that better life, this is definitely the place for you. Hey everybody, welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Weamy, and today I get a chance to interview my friend, Rachel Flores. You guys, she is a powerhouse financial advisor and financial literacy coach. And it's a funny story, Rachel and I actually met in line at a buffet at a leadership like business conference that we were both attending and both speaking at actually. And we just hit it off. I don't even remember like what exactly we started talking about, but I remember that you maybe, I don't know, somehow we got to talking about like the fact that I'm a John Maxwell, like public speaker and coach. You just had signed up for that program. And then we completely hit it off. And you are someone that I just adore. You are a powerhouse woman who is killing it in all spaces. And I'm like, girlfriend, you need to come on the Unstuck Podcast. Let me just brag on you for a second. And then I would love for people to get a chance to know you and to learn from you. So thanks for being here.
Thank you.
It's so fun, isn't it?
Yes, yes. I'm excited.
Okay, so why don't you tell us a little bit about like who you are, what lights you up, like how are you serving people these days? Because you wear a lot of hats.
Yes, I am a mom, I am a wife, I am a full-time entrepreneur. So my main business is I own a financial services agency. So I oversee about 47, 48 licensed financial advisors. I kind of run day-to-day activities from teaching people about insurance, investments, mortgages, debt planning, just kind of future planning. And my passion really lies in creating, teaching people how to create generational wealth and leaving a financial legacy for their families. Because I think what's challenging is most of us have never had a financial course. We've never had a financial personal finance class. I went to college. I got degrees, which were in a completely different field. That's another story for another day. And I never once was taught about money management. And then having my own family during that and having my own, you know, agency and being able to raise children, it's been a lot to think about. And it's been a lot that's changed in my future, just knowing that I have children to provide for and a legacy to provide for, because creating generational wealth, especially this day and age during a recession and, you know, a crazy world, is super duper important. And just managing a family and doing all that, my roles have changed. I do wear a lot of hats. I also own a coaching company, as well as I also do real estate. So I have a whole lot going on when it comes to business and being a mom. But I like to tell people I am no longer a businesswoman with a family. I am a mom, a wife, and you know, an entrepreneur with businesses. So that's really what I do, is I empower others and kind of teach them how to create a generational legacy.
And I just got to just say real quick, you guys, like when she says she's a mom, like not just a mom, girl, like you're a mom of toddlers. Like you are a mom of two kids that are 20 months apart. And yeah, it is hard work to chase toddlers. So to even just function at the end of the day because of that. And then you, like you said, you have real estate, you have coaching, you have your agency, you have all of these things that you're doing, and you do all of them well. And I just got to say, like, I want to know, like, what's your secret sauce? And are you human inside of this? Like, beautiful. Hope you guys are listening. Like, check out the YouTube, because Rachel's a stunning woman. So what is it that, like, are you human underneath all of that? Have you ever felt stuck? Like, I want to know.
Yes. Some days I wonder if I'm human or not. That's a good question. My story is a little crazy. I had a lot of success in my early mid 20s, I should say. And I didn't really plan to have kids. Not that I didn't want kids. It wasn't really like in my radar to be a mom. And, you know, that wasn't like my childhood dream. Again, not that I didn't like kids or didn't want kids. I just never really saw myself as a mom. You know, even some days now I'm just like, oh yeah, that's me. When they're like, mommy, mommy, you know? So having a lot of success in business, especially in the financial agency before 30, I thought I was living the best life, you know, making a six-figure income. I was 20-something years old, and then God had other plans, right? And then it was like one kid, boom, two kids, boom, back to back. And I had to really, you know, change myself a whole lot. I mean, it honestly kind of, I don't want to say took, but changed my whole identity of what I knew. And I was like, now I have two kids to take care of. I'm potty training one, breastfeeding another at the same time and running businesses. And I'm just like, talk about stuck, you know, borderline. I don't know if I was in postpartum, but definitely, if not there, very close. Because again, my identity had changed from this entrepreneur traveling businesswoman to you're now a mom with businesses and these children come first, right? And this is, you know, your priority now. So I had to shift gears. And I'll honestly say for about 4 years, I was stuck. I was very stuck. I was still making okay income, sustaining the businesses, but they were pretty flatline, meaning like they were not growing at all. And I would say just up until about 18 months ago, about like probably last spring, not this past spring, but the spring before, maybe the beginning of the summer of, I guess that was 2020. I just started to figure out Rachel, or even no, 2021, and kind of get that identity back, right? So now the kids are just turning 5 and 3. There's a period of time when they're only like 1 year apart, feels like they're only 1 year apart. But it's getting better. I've been able to, my tips are delegation. That is number one. I hire someone to do my lawn. I hire someone to do my cleaning. I had to get a personal assistant. You know, I didn't want to spend the money. A lot of times, you know, we don't want to outsource things because we're worried about the cost. But I believe that you need to focus on money-making activities for those of you that may be watching as entrepreneurs. And even if not, you know, you may have a skill set that earns you a higher amount of income that if you can delegate that task for $15 to $20 an hour so that you can go out and make more income and revenue, that's going to be important. So I would say a lot of family support and delegation is really my secrets. You know, I also take care of an elderly father who is 70 years old with heart conditions. He actually lives with me full time. So that's kind of like another person I take care of. So I've just had to do a lot of prayer, a lot of delegation, and a lot of family support. So
I love that.
That's my secret.
You know, when you mentioned that you know, kind of shifted in your identity from being this like boss woman and having all these businesses to, oh yeah, I'm a mom first and now I have all these businesses. One of the things that I can really respect from that as a fellow mom and business owner is that you truly understand what it means to build legacy wealth, because you understand that your legacy wealth is literally thinking of these two human beings that you have birthed and cared for. And your businesses are going to create your legacy, which will eventually pass down to them. And so you're not just another financial advisor who says these things. Like, no, you're like feeling it in your gut. Like, this is what I'm helping you do, is to create legacy wealth. Like, it's a core value that you live out. And I just love that.
Yep. Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. That's what it's about now. You know, it's the Bible says, you know, leave an inheritance for your children's children and, you know, be a good steward of your finances, because, you know, the blessings and the curses of the parents will fall down to the children. And the reality is we have to be good with our money. We have to be wise with our finances. And that's what I live for now, is it's not so much about me making money. It's more so about making sure those future generations are okay and making sure that they don't have to climb the corporate ladder all over again. You know, I think that systematically we go to school, we go to college, and we make good income, or we may get a good job, but you can't really give your kids a job. You can give them a business, but you can't give them a job. And that's a whole nother, that's why I'm a business coach as well, because I'm a firm believer in becoming an entrepreneur. But that's another story for another podcast. But yeah, that's where I'm at, is creating generational wealth. And I don't believe you can do that with a JOB.
And you know, are a 1099, you know, person yourself. Like, you're an entrepreneur on your own. And so when you are helping other entrepreneurs, like, you get it. You get the diversification. You get the 1099 stress of knowing that everything is falling on you, right? You don't have an employer that's paid for, you know, you, whether you have an up season, down season. And you have this family that you're taking care of. And so there's so many places that we can take this episode. But things that I really appreciated about you was, you know, as we've gotten to know each other, is that you are just unbelievably brilliant. Like, honestly, you don't even realize how brilliant you are, I think, sometimes, because you say it as it's like matter of fact, like, oh, well, yeah, blah, 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 do this. And I'm like, oh, I've never even heard that before. And so I think that there are going to be people out here who are feeling stuck and are feeling like, oh my gosh, like, I would love to invest in myself. I would love to invest in my business. I would love to give my kids legacy, you know, wealth, but I don't know all of the little things that I have to know. And so I'm curious, because I know that one of the things that you do is you create these workshops for people. Tell me some of the things that you cover in your workshop.
So when it comes to the financial workshops, I do business workshops, I do financial workshops, but when it comes to financial workshops, it's all about creating your financial house, and it's all about creating, you know, really a stable foundation when it comes to money management and starting from the bottom. A lot of Americans are very stuck with their finances, stuck with their businesses, because they're building from the roof down rather than the foundation up. And what we teach people in financial workshops is you have to start from the basement. You've got to start from the first floor, which is going to be the time sensitive things like getting an emergency fund, getting life insurance in place, things like that. My goodness. Sorry about that. On my phone. That's where we start, is with financial literacy. The basement is those time sensitive areas. And then from those time sensitive areas, working our way up to debt elimination, retirement planning, college planning, and things like that. And it doesn't take a lot to get unstuck with money. I think people think you have to have a lot of money to survive. I mean, well, you do have to have money to survive, but a lot of money to plan the future. If you don't, you know, you can start a college fund for your children to create generational wealth for $25 a month. People don't realize that. You can start a 529 plan. You can start a Coverdell ESA. You can count all, I mean, you can start all of that with a minimum of $25. So the reality is it doesn't have to be a lot. Do what you can do. I have single moms that are my clients, single dads, that they can afford a $20 life insurance and a $25 IRA. And hey, you know, if that's all you can do, that's all you can do. And that's how I started as a social worker. I started with $50 a month in an IRA. That's all I could afford. Because I was paycheck to Monday, really, not paycheck to paycheck. It was paycheck to Monday. Hence why I had to change careers. But the reality is it doesn't have to be a lot. So my advice would be to start small. Being consistent is better than doing nothing, or to be a roller coaster where, oh yeah, I'm going to invest, or I'm going to start saving $500 a month. And then you can't sustain that, you know? So the reality is starting with something small, whether it's 25 or 50 or whatever it might be, you know, that's what I teach people, is I'd rather see you be consistent, right? And that's the same thing with life. And that's the same thing with business as well. Sometimes people put these lofty business goals, like, I'm going to make $1 million this year. Well, let's start with like replacing your job income. You know, let's start there. So it's about consistency, no matter what it is, and just teaching people to start small and to not have roller coaster lives or roller coaster businesses, because they're not sustainable.
Right. No, so smart. And I know that you also do, like you said, a business workshop. So what are some of the things that you teach people that are, I'm guessing, you tell me, I guess, who are the people who are taking your business workshops?
So the people that are taking my business workshops are either startups or people who have already been in business for a long period of time, but they don't know how to scale, and they don't know if they're ready to scale because maybe funding, maybe marketing, they're just stuck, right? Yeah. So that's exactly who takes these workshops, either a brand new startup where they're like, I haven't even filed my LLC yet. I don't even know what an EIN is. All the way down to a trucking company or a hairstylist that's been in business 10 years. That's just like, I want to go to the next level. I just don't know how, Rachel. And I want to do it properly, because with businesses, 45% fail in the first 36 months, right? 45%. That's basically half of all businesses will fail in their first few years. So the goal is to teach people how to not just build a business. There's a lot of coaches that'll teach you how to build a business, but how do you build a sustainable business that's actually going to withstand the storm? And that's what I teach, is how to properly set yourself up. You and I spoke about that, like being an LLC, being an S corp, being a C corp, what is proper for your type of business? You know, what are realistic goals? You know, is your website set up? Is your marketing set up? Can you be found on 411? Are you visible in the marketplace? You know, do you have funding set up? A lot of times people think that you need to have funding before you start a business. And that's the complete opposite. You actually have to have the business started to even be in a position to get funding. So that's the other thing is a lot of people have that backwards where they think they need a bunch of money to start up, and you need a business bank account. You need an LLC, because your business is only as old as the business bank account. And people don't realize that either. They set up the LLC and they think they've been in business for 6 months. And I'm like, do you have a business bank account? And they're like, no, I haven't done it yet. And I'm like, you haven't been in business at all until you have your business bank account set up. So there's a lot of things that we can go in there. It's a 6-hour boot camp that I teach. So there's a whole lot combined into that, but that's just some of it. And then of course, marketing and things like that, because that is probably the most crucial part about any business is marketing.
Right. Like, you can come up with a plan. Like, I teach people how to create their plan for their business, but you also have how to market that business, because otherwise, like, you can have the most amazing program in the world, but if you don't have the marketing to get people looking at it, it's really, really hard. And I would love to talk to you a little bit about your perspective on money mindset, because I know that you and I both invest in ourselves. We invest in our businesses, but there's a smart way to do it. So I wanted to have you talk to us a little bit about your perspective on investing in you and investing in your business.
You know, that was hard for me in the beginning, because I was like, well, I already don't have a lot of money. So, you know, it's a scary thing. Like, do I want to invest in myself? But you absolutely have to. You know, over the course of 10 years plus being an entrepreneur, 7 years full time as, you know, no other job, no parachute, I have invested probably over six figures total, or probably even more than that, multiple six figures in courses and conferences and flying across the country and, you know, the world, and, you know, just investing into mentors and things like that. So, you know, mentors are cheat codes. That's the other thing. You know, you invest in yourself by learning from others who have already went down that path. And that's, again, with my coaching, you know, seminars, it's like, I've already failed. I've already lost money. I've already done it this way. I've already tried it this way. I have already, you know, here's all the pitfalls that I have learned from, that I'm now giving to you for a way less amount of money than what it costed me to learn that stuff, you know, way less. So, I think investing into yourself is crucial first. I think that you should invest into self-improvement first before you invest in your business, because it will do no good to invest in your business if you are not where you need to be, mentally and, you know, your self-worth. And that's, for me, what's important.
Oh my gosh. Like, I literally just had a conversation with somebody today around that we do not have business problems. We have personal problems that we bring into our business, right? And if we don't start to recognize those things and start to invest in ourselves, we might be one of those statistics where that business is not, you know, flourishing, and then we have to give up on our dreams and all the things. And neither one of us want to see that happening, do we, for people? It's
no, absolutely not.
It breaks our heart, right? And so one of the things that I think is really interesting is that when you and I were talking in Nashville when we were down there together, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I want to do this. Like, you know that I wanted to invest in, like, this really, you know, big, intensive, expensive program, right? And I'm like, it was one of those things where I'm like, I have no idea, because I've always, always carried a business that has had, you know, no debt at all. And there was, again, one of those spaces where I was like, okay, all or nothing, like, either you have debt or you don't. But you're like, Lachelle, have you ever considered a zero interest credit card that gives you a leeway for 12 months, 18 months for you to be able to earn that money back? And I'm like, I had never even heard of that. So why don't you tell people?
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's something that honestly surprises me, even with successful people like yourself. And you're not the only one. I've met tons of people that are very successful, make great income, and they're funding everything out of their own pocket. And I'm like, wait. Like, you know, I'm not a proponent of debt, no. But if you use debt to your advantage and you use it properly, again, with like a 0% interest situation, it can absolutely be a tool and a ladder to get you to where you need to go. You know, so the last coaching program I purchased wasn't cheap as well, but I used a 0% interest credit card. I was actually able to gain 3 clients from that coaching course that I learned from that in turn paid off and some that credit card within a 7-month time period. So the reality is if you do it properly, you can use debt to your advantage. And when you own a business or business credit, which again is a whole other session, but when you have business credit, it does not count against your personal credit. So every time you have debt sitting in your business LLC name, it does not even show up on your personal credit. So that's why vehicles are in my business name, things like that, right? Properties. I just bought another real estate property. It's under my LLC. So if you were to look up my credit score right now, you wouldn't even see a car. You wouldn't see that property. You see my primary residence, but you wouldn't see that property, right? Because they're in my business name. Business credit doubles your buying power. So if you have access to 6 figures of business credit and 6 figures of personal lines of credit, you now have access to $200,000 of credit in different ways. So again, if you have a decent credit score, this doesn't work if you don't have decent credit or a decent credit profile. Not saying you have to be like an 8-900, but at least around a 680 to 700 score, an LLC, and that's pretty much all you need. And you're able to access 10, 20, 30, 50, potentially $100,000 of business credit in order to get your business moving, get it unstuck from going forward, starting it, whatever it may be, or like you said, investing in yourself. I have that with my coaching courses. Sometimes people are like, Rachel, I don't have the money. I'm like, did you know that PayPal will offer you a 0% interest credit card for $2,000 to $3,000 so that you can start your business? That's how my husband started one of his small businesses. He needed $900 to invest in the program. He didn't have it. They gave him a PayPal link. And that's how we learned about it. 0%. He made the money back within 12 months, paid off the PayPal credit, and boom, there you go. And then they give you a larger line of credit. Again, at 0%. And then you get points, and there's a whole other reasons you want to use it. But yeah.
I mean, that was a huge hack. And I think that, you know, one of the things that I have found is that a lot of business owners can kind of get stuck in this state of confusion or this lack of confidence. So again, going back to, we bring our personal problems into our business more than we have business problems, right? And so like, oh, maybe I should do this, or, oh, I should do this. Or they invest in coaching and they don't actually implement the things that they're learning.
Right.
One of the things that I love about having that, you know, line of credit from a zero interest perspective is that, like, great, I don't have the stress or the pressure of how am I going to pay for this, but eventually I do. And so there's like the space where it's like, it's enough to put me into action, but not enough or keep me paralyzed. And so I think that accountability with that, in the sense of, all right, now I have to do something with what I'm learning. And all of us coaches out there, we want to see people actually implementing what we're asking you to do. And so if it's for you to know that this card needs to be paid off in, 12 months, I better start to do what they're telling me to do. That is a bonus in itself, honestly.
True. I didn't think about it like that, but that's a good point. Like, and that was my mindset without realizing it was my mindset before you just said that. But you're right. I was like, well, I've paid all this money for this program. I better do what it's supposed to do. And I better pay it off within this time period. And again, I did it in 7 months. I had made enough and some to be able to, you know what I mean, pay this off. And that's how it is.
100%. And I think that, like, as a coach and as a consultant, right, I used to have a hard time charging people what, you know, my programs and my time was worth. But what I found is, number one, I helped condense time, just like you helped condense time. All of the thousands of dollars that we've spent learning what we've learned and the mistakes that we've made, we're literally condensing time for the people who are purchasing our program, right? Like, they're not having to go through a lifetime of struggles. They're having to go through 12 weeks of information, right? So knowing that I get to condense time for people is powerful. But I also recognize that oftentimes when we don't have some skin in the game, it's really hard for us to take it seriously enough to do what it is that we're being asked to do. And so I think that going back to that money mindset question and that thought process, like, I really do. I love what you've taught me, because it's like, I know that if I value it enough, like financially, it's enough of a stretch, I'm going to do whatever I need to make sure that I implement whatever I'm learning, right? Because I take it seriously.
Absolutely.
But what you've done is you've given me this option to know that I'm not taking a ding on my own personal credit. I'm not putting my family at risk. Like there are options for me to be able to invest in courses, in things in my business and move myself forward without the risk of that. And so I want to thank you for that on air because
it's you're welcome. You're welcome. I love that light bulb that comes on when I teach people that. Hence why I told you I love my in-person courses, because then I can see that light bulb of people that, again, have been in business for years that are like, wait, what? Yeah. Kind of like your light bulb, like, huh? And I'm like, yeah. And it's not going to show up, even if you charge $5,000, $10,000, $50,000. Yeah. I mean, some people I coach, they get qualified for six figures in one day, or they get qualified for $50,000 with one bank. And they're like, wait, I can begin using that now. And I'm like, yeah. And it's not even going to show up on your personal credit. And they're like, what? So it's just, it's an amazing thing.
And I mean, I used to be, I don't remember if we talked about this or not, but I used to be a Dave Ramsey financial peace coordinator. So I know that like a lot you talked about with your, you know, personal finance, you know, program is very consistent with the things that I have taught with that program. And so I had always had a hard time like putting people in a position where they were going to go into debt. So, cause some of my programs, you know, might potentially, you know, people don't have that much cash on hand. And I was struggling because then it impacted my money mindset. But once you taught me this strategy, like all of the coaches that are listening to this, I want you to hear me, that once I recognize that there is another option for my clients, for my potential clients to be able to get the help that they need and not put them in a position that is going to, you know, ruin their credit down the road, I didn't have to feel like I was carrying the weight of how are they going to pay for that, right?
Right.
It's like, oh my gosh, like it's a win-win for everybody. And I just think that's amazing. So, okay. I wanted to dive in, you know, briefly about, how do you know, Rachel, when is a good time to start investing in your business versus just muscling through and doing all the work yourself? So an example, right? Let's just say that you could do all your social media, but you could hire someone, or you could do everything on your own, but you could hire an assistant. How do you know when it's time to start investing so that you can scale versus when I just need to muscle through it and, you know, eventually I'll get there?
I think once you're turning a profit, that's the first indicator, is you need to at least be turning a profit. Like if you're putting out $3,000 a month and you're only making $1,000 a month, you are nowhere near ready to do that. Once you're turning a profit, doesn't have to be a huge six-figure, seven-figure profit, but once you're at least turning a decent profit, meaning you're making a net profit, you're making enough to cover the output expenses as well as some additional, I think that's at least a first indicator. Not even saying you're totally ready, but that's at least one indicator that I'm now making enough revenue, sales, transactions, coaching call, whatever it is, in order to be able to at least turn a profit. So that's number one. Number two is when those daunting tasks that can be done for 15 to 20, 25, even an hour are causing you to not be able to get 500 an hour or 300 an hour or 1,000 an hour. The other indicator, right? The other indicator that like, okay, it might be time to start servicing this out. Honestly, I waited too long. I wish I didn't wait that long. I waited till I was making multiple six figures to start hiring an assistant. And that was stupid. And the reason that was stupid, honestly, is because I was running myself ragged, raising those two kids and trying to do everything myself when I'm like, this is stupid. Like, and even like cleaning my house, I had been making six figures for like 2 years and it was just an argument and I wasn't doing it. Here's the funny part. I wasn't doing it. Like I wasn't cleaning my house. So me and my husband are like, you know, back and forth. And I'm like, well, then you do it. Like, cause I'm not doing it. You know what I mean? And at some point it's just like, Rachel, you make enough money, just hire somebody for $150 every 2 weeks to clean your house. And I'm like, okay. So I came from, you know, a single mom mentality. I came from nothing really. I mean, I wouldn't say we were like homeless poverty, but Goodwill clothes and food stamps is how I grew up, you know? So the reality is, you know, I kind of had that lack mindset as well, which again, I had to get out of. And by delegating, you open yourself up now to give that $20 task to someone where you can go make $500. So I would say initially make sure you're making some type of profit. Don't wait too long like I did, because I'd probably be further if I didn't. But then when those tasks are starting to get in the way of things that you need to do to make more revenue, that's the second indicator.
Yeah, that is so, so profound. Oh my gosh. Like, I feel like I just want to continue to pick your brain. So you guys are needing to make sure that you check out the show notes so that you can get Rachel's schedule for any of her workshops she's doing. So if you're like, it's like you have asked to do that. But Rachel, is there anything that you really want to contribute to this conversation? Like, what are some of the most common questions that you get from clients or potential clients that we can, you know, hear and possibly get a couple of take-home points from you today?
That's a loaded question. I get lots of questions. The main thing I find lately that I'm getting the most questions about is a compromise of both businesses, really, where people are like, can you really have it all? Like, can you really run a family, manage a family, have good faith, and run businesses and be an entrepreneur? Like, really, can you have it all? And the answer is yes. But I think that the following answer is something most people don't want to hear, or most people cannot believe I'm going to say. And what that is, you are going to be out of balance. There really is no perfect balance. And I think that people have made millions when trying to write books about balance, but there really isn't balance. There is going to be times where you will be an A in the kitchen, but you also then will be a B in business, or you will be an A in business in that time period, and you're going to be a B or a C mom. It just is what it is. And no one wants to admit that. But you cannot be getting an A in everything and at all times, I should say, right? So for me, the biggest thing I get is that it's like, can you be a mom? Can you be an entrepreneur? Can you be a wife? Can you be a good steward of your faith? And the reality is that you have to block out your schedule and you have to prioritize your schedule. So for me, I don't typically work Fridays because that's Friday fun day with my girls. And that's just what it is. I mean, unless I have a huge high ticket client, I am not working Fridays. You can't change my schedule. I only work 2 evenings a week now. That is it. If you can't book with me on those evenings, then I'm sorry, you don't have access to me. You know, there's just certain things where these certain times are where I'm going to be an A as a mom and an A as an entrepreneur. I mean, an A as a family mom, and I'm going to be a B or a C in business. I'm not going to respond to you right away when it's a business question, things like that. And then there's days where, like today, Thursdays and Mondays, where my mom takes my kids all day long and I'm an A in business those days. You know, like those are the days where I'm on it. And then don't really ask me mommy things or about house things right now. So I think that's probably the most common thing I get asked is, how do you do it all? And can you have balance? And I don't think there is ever a time where you have equal balance, to be honest. And you have to be okay with that.
Yeah, that's so profound. And I think that a lot of people probably are asking that question. I get that question a lot as well. Like, how was it that I was able to have a full-time career and 2 businesses and a family and doing all the things? And I think that you said it so beautifully. So thank you for that. Anything else that you wanted to add to the conversation before we wrap up?
No, not that I can think of. Just, you know, find your calling, find your passion, and where there's a will, there's a way.
Gosh, I 100% agree with that. And so I thank you so much for showing us that will and that way, right? Like, I love that you told us that story, even if it was in passing, like the way that you grew up, single mom, welfare, Goodwill, to you were a social worker. And now here you are, like, running multiple businesses, having real estate investments, which I could just do a podcast episode on me picking your brain about real estate investments, by the way. Because I think that all entrepreneurs that are really growing generational wealth are diversifying their income. So yep. Some might be like, I might have to shout out my friend later on for that. But you know, there's so much that we can learn from you. And so you guys make sure that you grab all of Rachel's amazingness inside the show notes so that it's easy to connect with her, follow her journey, reach out to her if you want to, so that you can figure out how to possibly work with her as well. And then I am going to ask Rachel a question here momentarily that is going to allow for her to give you guys something to think about that's going to move you forward. But before I do that, I want to just remind you guys to make sure to hit subscribe, leave a review, let us know exactly what you love, what you learned from this episode, because it's always so much fun for us to know exactly how we serve you. If you haven't already, take a screenshot, share us out in your stories, tag us. It is always, always, always fun for us to interact with you. And then, of course, share this episode out with anybody who needs it in order for them to level up and create that generational wealth for themselves and their families. So, Rachel, one of the things that I do every single episode is I ask my guests to think of a question that my audience can think about that's going to move them from where they are to where they want to be. So what question would you ask them to think about?
Ooh, that's a deep one.
Right?
I guess really where the question I'm asking a lot of people is, what do you want out of life? You know, what do you want? And what are the things that you need to change in order to get there? Because it's already there. So what is stopping you from getting what you want? And again, that doesn't necessarily mean business or money. It could be freedom. It could be a family. It could be a new house. I have no idea. But what do you want? And what are the few things that are holding you back to get that? And what can you do to change those things that are holding you back? So that's where I'm at.
Girl, I love it. I love it. And I love you. Thank you so much for being here. You guys, I hope that you enjoyed this as much as I did. Make sure that you tune in next week and I will see you all later. Thanks, Rachel. Thanks everybody for listening. Thank you so much for listening to the Untucked Podcast. I am so grateful to be on this journey with you. And don't forget to check out the show notes if you want to get into my private club, The Better Club, to be able to learn better ways to be better, do better, and have better. So until next time, keep showing up. Let's get unstuck together. Have a great day.